Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
A tough fight to push a bill through a bitterly divided House of Representatives. Winning it required the president to make a lot of unsavory deals that had nothing to do with the big issue. I wouldn't know anything about that. President Lincoln...
It is the Savage Nation, Blue Monday. Michael Savage with the last word in talk radio every day. Yeah, it's the last word, 9 p.m. to midnight on the East Coast, so that's the moniker of the show, the last word. I listen to other shows, you know, a minute here and there. I hear Clarabelle, I hear Drywall and the Hysterica all day. And I hear the horns honking, I hear the walls banging, I hear the Constitution rustling. And I got to tell you something. I don't know. It's enough to drive you into the other camp. It's old. Now, the Hysterics stole the words of the Imperial Presidency today directly from liberals. The Imperial Presidency was a line used by liberals to describe Nixon, and yet the Hysteric applies it to Obama as though he invented it. The correct phrase, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, to describe Obama is government anarchy. I mean, if you're looking for a phrase to describe the ruling junta that is running the country as though there's no government, it would be government anarchy. It's not the Imperial Presidency. All presidencies have been somewhat imperialistic or imperial presidencies going back some time now. But this one is a little unique. This is government anarchy, the ruling junta. So today we learn from old Biden, the water gun man known to squirt water guns on his Annapolis home lawn, White House readies 19 executive actions on guns. 19 executive actions for President Barack Obama to move unilaterally on gun control. And later this week, Obama will formally announce his proposals on banning guns. And it could be a lot of fun, by the way. You're going to hear it anyway, and I'm going to tell it to you right now. He's going to get some of it, whether you want to hear it or not. He's going to get some of his controls, whether you want him to do it or not. And no matter what any congressman says, it's going to happen. You could be mad at me all you want, but you're going to hear this anyway from the Democrats. I'm going to quote what I'm about to tell you, so I may as well forewarn you. Issuing an executive order on gun control is not a new idea. It was used by George W. Bush, the first, H.W. 1989, George H.W. Bush, certifiable World War II hero, moderate liberal Republican, but a Republican. He used an executive order to ban the importation of some semi-automatic firearms that could be considered assault weapons under existing legal authority provided by the 1968 Gun Control Act, saying that they were not particularly suitable or readily adapting to sporting purposes. So the gun manufacturers got around that by modifying the AR-15, for example, into the Bushmaster hunting rifle. Bush used his executive order, executive powers, in this case after a career criminal killed five children and wounded 29 others with an AK-47 assault rifle on January 27th, 1989 in California. So Obama, who is practicing government anarchy, is very, very clever. He studied the law in order to get around the law, as all lawyers do. Those who study the law are studying in order to get around it. They study the law to find out how to break the law, get around the law, protect those who break the law. There's no other reason they study the law. Why would anyone go to law school but to find out how to get around the law? What's the purpose of studying the law? To figure out how to get around the law. Or in the other case, how to defend people. Who, you know what I'm saying? So the only reason you study the law is to learn how to break the law. So Obama studied the law in order to break the law or to get around the law. So he's going to use executive orders that will probably... Notice he's using 17 executive orders, not one. You see this? This is how clever the Alinsky presidency is. He's going to issue not one executive action, but 19. So that's going to be real grist for talk radio. But the fact of the matter is, some of them will get through and some won't. He's shooting a shotgun of 19 shots at us instead of one. One could be fought down 19 is going to be harder. He knows very well that an executive order that attempts to make law will be rejected by the Supreme Court. An executive order can clarify or act to further a law put forth by the Congress or the Constitution, but it cannot make law. We do not live in a dictatorship. So I just want you to know that. I know that you'd rather hear me talk about other things, but I feel obligated to tell you that the ruling junta is an example of government anarchy. We're also going to talk about the... I woke up at 3 in the morning, and the phrase Golden Globe kept going through my head. And I said, we went from the Golden Globes to Beholden Lobes in one generation. I didn't quite know what I meant, but then I thought about it. Beholden Lobes, meaning the ears of the fools called actors, are owned. They're beholden. So, I mean, if you want to talk about executive actions on guns to control violence, why don't we talk about executive actions on putting a camera lock on Tarantino's camera, or a mouth lock on Harvey Weinstein, or a brain lock on Oliver Stone? I mean, you could talk about that as well. They should be able to make these movies, but they should be banned from being shown in America because they instill violence in people and they provoke violence in people. Everyone knows that. I don't need another fake study to tell me that it doesn't. You go to a movie, you can come out one way or the other, no way, moved one way or another. You come out in love, you can come out full of hate. You come out of full of inspiration, you know. So, look, I'm not a guilt-ridden hitchhiker in radio. I am not a guilt-ridden hitchhiker who simply jumps on a cause in order to sound clever. And the thing is, you have to understand that we have a limited amount of time to study what is going to happen to us in this country. And one of the things I want to talk about today is not so much the fact that we have a ruling junta enacting government anarchy at every turn, which we know about, but how Obama uses hatred, raw hatred, as a tool in a way it's never been used in America. If you say hatred as a unifying agent used by politicians, you'll think of Hitler. You will think of Stalin. You will think of Mussolini. You will think of Pol Pot. You'll think of Mao Zedong. But you'll never think of hatred when you say Obama, because he's the most clever practitioner of hatred I've ever seen in my life. He's the most skilled purveyor of hatred I've ever seen. What is his tool? He makes the rich the enemy. He makes you hate them. Who are the rich? The people who put him in power. And they get tax exemptions. Then he says gun owners are the evil ones. Makes you hate them. He doesn't overtly say hate white people, but he hints at it. He hates those. He makes you hate those who are polluters, as though everyone who is against the overarching Environmental Protection Agency is a polluter, which, of course, we are not. And so he's trying to harness hatred because it's the most accessible of all unifying agents amongst the masses. And that's why I want to talk about hatred today on the Savage Nation, about the, well, all of the things that I just mentioned. And if you missed my show on Friday, you missed probably the most top 10 shows I've done in 18 years on the flu vaccine. No one else could do what I did. That's why you haven't heard about it. That's why no one's talking about it, because nobody could do it. Clarabelle couldn't do it. Drywall couldn't do it, certainly. So the thing is I did it because I have to do it. I have an obligation to tell you that there are dangers in the flu vaccine that no one's told you about. And let me direct you to something so that you may want to see it. I did link it up from a small site on michaelsavage.com in a soundbite from the show, Savage on Flu, Not Everything Government Says Is True. And then we're going to tell you all new things tonight about the flu vaccine. Here's a new story just came up. U.S. leftists back Iranian regime's nuclear ambitions. Me, I'd hang them. Me? I was the president. I used an executive action to hang them. Anyone backs Iran's nuclear ambitions, I'd hang as a traitor. That's all. But you see, I'm not the president. I'm only a talk show host. It's the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation tonight, it's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. There's actually no way to unify the topics tonight into one. I can't create a single question about guns, executive orders, and the flu vaccine. Unless I would say, do you think that shooting a gun reduces your risk of the flu? I mean, which is absurd. I couldn't do that. A lunatic will call and say, well, Mike, I've been shooting 500 rounds a week for years and I never got the flu. Well, that would be invalid, so we can't do that. Michael Savage with the last word in talk radio every day. Oh, I didn't get to the Golden Globes. Did anyone hear that last night? I tuned it in and tuned it out. Then I left and went to a Latin dance. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. It looks like the end of the world. Jodie Foster looked like she was on OxyContin. I don't know what she was on, but she was definitely on something. It made no sense. She went all over the map. It couldn't have been alcohol because she wasn't slurring. It couldn't have been marijuana because she wasn't dreaming, I said to myself. But she was on something like the rest of them did. The only person in the Golden Globes audience who had a face that looked semi-real was the guy. What's his name? I always forget his name. Doug, I mentioned his name to you earlier. Whatever. The guy with the rugged face, with the pockmarks from the South, Mississippi, Tommy Lee Jones. He looked so angry at everybody. He didn't have an S-eating grin on his face. He looked like, why am I here with these morons? Of course, he wasn't picked for anything. All the rest of them had the smiley faces on. And, of course, they went berserk when Bill Clinton came out there, which I thought was incredible. Of all people, they would pick to bring out there Bill Clinton, alienated 50% of America right on the spot. Unbelievable to me. So we're going to talk about the Golden Globes. We're going to talk about executive orders. We're going to talk about, have you not taken a flu vaccine and not gotten sick? Did you take a flu vaccine and still get sick? You got to understand that the government, the medical pharmaceutical complex is very powerful in this country. And the government medical complex is even more powerful, as you know, because the first thing dictators do in any country is enact socialized medicine, which is why Obama did it. This is why Pelosi put so much of her stock in getting Obamacare through at all costs, because a dictatorship must control you from cradle to grave. It must control one-fifth or one-fourth of the economy through medication. It must control you any way it can. And so it's very important that we talk about these subjects in the Savage Nation. Now, the CDC, of course, is a front group for the government. The independent scientists have long been gone from the CDC. I'm immensely familiar with the CDC. I remember when it was once a sterling organization. That ended around the 1980s when the AIDS epidemic occurred. There was a purge, and people were put into the CDC. Only the people who were, let's say, on the same wavelength as the current philosophy at that time were allowed to work in policy in the CDC. And it's gone downhill ever since. The health department's the same across America. They're telling you that the flu vaccine is only effective 62% of the time, right? So use common sense. Can they prove it's the flu vaccine that's been effective for those 62% of the population that got the vaccine? Is it possible that amongst the 62% who received the vaccine and didn't get the flu, they wouldn't have gotten it anyway? And is it also possible that those who received the flu vaccine became more susceptible to the strain of a virus that was not in the flu vaccine? These are very important questions. I would say that we have many things to talk about on this Blue Monday on the Savage Nation. This is Michael Savage with the last word. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What if you could add one thing to your diet and exercise plan that guarantees a reduction in your waistline? It's real, and it's called Trim Factor. When you take this all-natural supplement, its incredible ingredient works to shed inches from your waistline. All you have to do is call for your 30-day risk-free trial of Trim Factor. Call 1-800-513-3062. Don't keep wasting your energy without any success. Get Trim Factor today and significantly shrink your waist size. Trim Factor's natural ingredient is shown in numerous clinical studies to suppress that uncontrollable hunger and reduce that stubborn waistline. Now is your chance to see amazing results with Trim Factor. Get your own 30-day risk-free trial sent directly to your door. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-513-3062. That's 1-800-513-3062. Call 1-800-513-3062.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-946-9745.
Days of traffic was turned the South Bay, southbound 680, Montague Expressway, new crash. Second lane from the left, traffic backing up before 237 now. Highway 101 northbound, San Antonio Avenue, right lane blocked by an accident. Traffic's going to be slow coming away from the 85 interchange. Southbound 85 continues to be slow, 237 down to De Anza. Southbound 101, slow before Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. Heavy on the upper deck, about Treasure Island into San Francisco on Highway 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Sanders.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. I want to tell you a story. It all started the year I graduated from college. I was strong, fast, and ready for the pros. But unfortunately, because of one critical mistake, I didn't join the league for 3 years. It was my mistake. I tried to negotiate my own contract instead of hiring an agent. I thought I was a smart guy. Thought I could do it myself. But things didn't go my way. I didn't sign on the dotted line until 3 years later. So now when it comes to your investments, don't make the same kind of mistake. Trust the professionals who will work for your best interest. Like the advisors at the Mutual Fund Store. They're brimming with knowledge and committed to helping you succeed financially. And once they help you set up a custom investment plan made just for you, you'll see just how hard they work to help make your investments thrive. Even if you're an academic All-American, the Mutual Fund Store is the partner you need to help reach your investment goals. To learn more, visit MutualFundStore.com or call the Mutual Fund Store now. In the Bay Area, call 866-970-0555. That's 866-970-0555.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7751. That's 1-800-620-7751.
If you're angry at, quote, the rich, that's not freedom.
John Hannity.
And with every penny they transfer in wealth, so goes the freedom of every American.
On Hot Talk 516 KSFO.
It is the Savage Show. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. When I'm right, I'm right. I'm usually right. That's why I'm in radio, genius. But the thing is, right after the tragedy in Connecticut, that very night, I came out and I called for armed guards in schools. Remember that? I was the first one to call for it. And there are many, many school districts saw the wisdom in that. They figured it out themselves. And you have to understand that it took guns to stop the guy with the gun. Everyone with brains understands that. No one's in favor of violence, but let's be realistic here. And I don't want to just turn it into a gun show, but you're going to have some limitations imposed, whether you like it or not. There's precedent for it. It's been done by Bush. So, you know, the hysterics can scream that he's a communist dictator, and he is. But in this case, he's clever enough to not violate the Constitution. He's going to get away with one of the 19 executive orders that he's going to put out there. He knows that. He's not going to get them all. He's putting out 19 lines in the water, and he's going to catch a few fish. He's going to placate the radical, psychotic, anti-American left, and then he's going to move on to granting amnesty to 11 to 25 million illegal aliens, and that will be the end of America. Get a sombrero and a pair of pointy shoes and stop speaking English. Then you will see a permanent country like Mexico where there's a dictatorship, a socialist dictatorship, police, brutality unlike anything you've ever seen because of police corruption. Will come right after that. And possibly a civilian national defense force, sort of an SS, Praetorian Guard around Obama, as he puts through one draconian movement after another. But to make no mistake about it, we have government anarchy. This is not an imperial presidency. Even in an imperial Rome, they had a Senate. We don't even have a Senate. We have a ruling junta. So this is government anarchy if you actually analyze government. It's a junta. It's him, Michelle Obama, the mother-in-law who lives there somewhere in the White House, and God knows who else whispers in his ear while he's playing basketball. That's it. There's no Senate. You know, that's it. So it's a junta, government anarchy. It's not an imperial presidency. If you look back in the imperial days of Rome, there was a Roman Senate. They had a Senate for a long time. Then, of course, it degenerated when they got a Caesar along the lines of Bill Clinton, in the extreme example of Bill Clinton, Caligula. Bill Clinton was affectionately known as Caligula during his reign here on the Savage Nation. He's moved on to bigger and better things now. But the fact is that Caligula, I think it was Caligula who took out one of the senators and had him killed, and then he put a horse in the senator's seat in the Roman Senate, and he said the horse is more intelligent than the senator was, so he's now a senator. The horse is a senator. I don't know whether it was Caligula, one of the Roman senators. Whoever could tell me which dictator in ancient Rome did it, we'll get a free copy of my wonderful book, Train Tracks, for the next holiday season. All right, let's take some calls. Time again is shot. What is this? Jeff on WABC in New York, go ahead. You're on the air. Fire away.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I believe that somebody at USA Away, another nation's newspaper, had WMAL on Friday during your wonderful two-hour dissertation about the flu. There's an article in today's paper where certain officials are admitting that the way the flu vaccine is being constructed is archaic, and technology from the 1950s as far as how it's being developed. I was surprised to read this.
Unbelievable. So look, the fact is that there could be a new wave of journalists out there, younger people who listen to me, who maybe understood that with a PhD in epidemiology from the University of California, maybe I know something that would be of some interest to them. It's possible, isn't it?
Just given the tone of this article, it's very possible.
But I have to find it. That Jeff, thank you for reading that. Again, out of time. I'm going to have to do one show one night, 3 hours in a row.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Oakland Police Chief says two gangs fighting over a woman is to blame for most of the recent violence in the city. Four people were killed and 11 others wounded over the weekend in Oakland. Officers are at a recycling center in Petaluma this afternoon where a body has been found. Parts of the East Bay are a bit safer after an anti-crime sweep netted guns, ammo, and a half dozen gang members. Taking a look at the roadways, looks like we've got a pair of stalls in the Milpita San Jose area. Southbound 680, the first at Montague Expressway, second lane from the left is blocked. Then southbound after Berryessa, third lane from the left is blocked. Traffic backing up towards 237. Northbound 101 San Antonio Avenue, still at the right lane blocked there by a crash. Traffic starting to back up to Highway 85. Getting out of San Francisco, northbound 101, not bad. It slows actually eastbound 80 from 101 onto the lower deck. And eastbound 80, slow out of the maze up towards San Pablo Avenue. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Connect, connect,
connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar and lunch. This is Wednesday, January 16th at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood at 1 o'clock. How does your financial game plan look now that Uncle Sam is digging deeper into your pocket? Investments, retirement plans, what do you do now? Join us for lunch Wednesday, January 16th at 1 o'clock at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood. Just call to reserve a seat. Free, no obligation, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web at don'tinvestandforget.com.
It's the new year, and we all make resolutions, but sooner or later we fall off that diet, stop going to the gym, and slip back into our old ways. But here's a resolution you can keep: having a lower mortgage payment. Yes, you already refied this past year and lowered your payment, but because at Cash Call you can refinance without any points, fees, or deposits, you can keep your current balance and lower your payment and rate even more. So make the Cash Call at 866-590-CASH and start the new year right. Today's 15-year fixed rate is 2.5% rate and APR. That's right, 2.5% rate and APR. So even when the diet and exercise wear off, you'll still feel lighter on your couch with a lower mortgage payment month after month. 2.5% rate and APR with no loan expenses. What is there to think about? Call 866-590-CASH now.
Equal housing lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Coming soon from SweetJack.com. Throwing a steak lover's party for the big game? Omaha Steaks has an amazing game day deal that'll save you up to 64% this week only. Get delicious custom cut packages of succulent sirloins, tender filet mignon, juicy burgers, gourmet franks, and more. Orders must be placed by 10 p.m. on Sunday, January 23rd to guarantee delivery in time for the big game. Look for the deal starting Thursday only at SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee. Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I already did my coming out about 1,000 years ago, back in the Stone Age. In those very quaint days when a fragile young girl would open up to trusted
you know what?
Friends
I'm so tired
and family
of the self-
and coworkers
oh, stop
and then
it.
Graduate.
Stop it. Jodie Foster is a wonderful actress. I'm tired about everyone's sexuality. You know what? Enjoy yourself. Leave me out of it. I could care less. It's like talking about regurgitation, anyone's sexuality. I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested in it. The mating habits of Hollywood. Really not interesting. What is that, like a hero's award? More of an applause for her than if a guy was on a ranger mission and saved seven lives by throwing himself on a hand grenade. Upside down. Well, the article just came out. Michael Savage says, don't trust feds on flu shot. Not everything your government tells you is true, which it more or less summarizes my whole show, which you missed from Friday. You were busy with other things. I blame you for it. I'm going to hold it against you. But the thing is, WND just published it. It'll probably go up somewhere on a big site by tonight. I'm hoping Drudge picks it up. I don't know if he's available tonight. But then there's the sound piece from the show. It was picked up by mofopolitics.com. They had it first. I don't know, but whatever. You know, I have a new secret weapon in talk radio. It's in my hand. I can't give you the brand. My son gave it to me. It's a facial spray. Moisturizes, refreshes, and tones. He gave it to me on the plane. It's amazing. It's like a spritz, like a water spray in your face. Ingredients, aqua nitrogen, composition, and milligrams, blah, blah, blah. It's good. If the hysteric tries these levels. No, it's pretty good. Let me just try. Oh, it's very refreshing. Because the show can wear you out. You've got to try every trick in the book. I eat popcorn during the show now. No salt, no butter. Maybe I'll give you advice on how to brew a cup of tea, since I'm being criticized for telling you how to brew tea. I can guarantee you most people don't even know how to brew tea properly. I can teach you that as well. It's a trick to everything. After a while, you get to learn everything. Yep. So we're talking about all the different things. Look, I'm not going to get crazy over it. What can I do? Is it going to help if I get mad? You're going to like me more if I start to scream and yell and sound like Frito? If I start to scream and yell and go into a high octave like Frito, is that going
to improve? Send Frito off to do this. Send Frito off to do that. Frito, take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart. And I want defense.
See, when talk radio starts to go into that octave, you're finished. They turn on the NFL or on. They'd rather watch Rosie O'Donnell in an emergency room than listen to that. They'd rather watch Rosie O'Donnell giving live birth to a toad than listen to that octave. I'm not going there. I'd rather have a good time, and in the midst of having a good time with you every night on the show, introduce my brand of the world that we live in. What can I do? Obviously, we're having no effect. Look who just won the election. Now, think about that one. I want you to think about that one. What effect are we having if 50% of the morons in the country elected a naked communist? I mean, the guy could have been wearing a red beret, carrying a red flag. They would have elected him. He didn't even have to do that. Next election, he would have just come out and say, I like Mao Zedong. I'm a student of Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin, Ilyich Lenin. Ah, great. Just send me the phone. I want the phone. I want the car. Give me the Section 8. Yep, that's the world we're living in. Just watching it go downhill every day. Everything that was built up over hundreds of years being taken apart brick by brick. You see, here's the thing. I swore I wouldn't do it. I told the dog I wouldn't. I promised Snowy, Teddy, I wouldn't do this in the middle of the night. When I, after the Golden Globes to the Beholden Lobes, I woke up and talked to the dog. I said, Teddy, I will not do this. I will not bash Obama because just by mere dint of him speaking, he bashes himself because he's such a phony. You could see right through him. But that's only 30% of the population sees who the guy is. Okay? Here's the thing is that what's the point of screaming about it? He's going to grant amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens, and that's the end of it. Chavez, too. If we're lucky, it'll be Chavez. If we're unlucky, it'll be Pol Pot, so get rid of your eyeglasses. Send Frito out to do this. Send Frito out to do that. So what are you going to do? You're going to hear this anyway, what I'm telling you about the executive orders. He's issuing 19 of them. A few will go through. One of them, a few of them are going to catch a fish. That's what he's doing. What would you like to talk about? I got great callers here. Vaccines, no vaccines. Guns, no guns. I'm really moving towards something else internally. I know I'm moving somewhere. I can't tell where yet. I can feel my show changing inside my entrails. It changes from the brain to the gut. It's a gut-brain thing, talk radio. You start with an idea or two. You have poor people working on it for 12 hours. And then if you're me, in the middle of discussing it, you lose interest in it and move on to something else. And it works because it keeps me going. I don't know quite what I want to talk about. I'm not quite into it. I could feel. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. For your edification, in the next hour, I'm going to replay a piece of the flu show, the essence of it, the germ of it. So you don't have to worry about learning anything in this hour. This hour, you take the ride with me and enjoy yourself. What's on TV right now? What could they be watching other than listening to me across America? That's peak television hour right now, 9:41 on the East Coast. What's on? The Wallbanger? Is Hammer on right now? Is Drywall on? Who's on? Him or O'Shaughnessy? Which one of the two is on? Which of the two? Anyone know who's on Fox right now? Which one of the two malarkey throwers is on? No one's answering me. I'm not talking to myself. I got 25 people working for me, and no one could tell me which one of the malarkey throwers is on. All right, what's the difference? I wanted to talk about hatred, Obama's tool. He's a very clever demagogue. All presidents have a streak of demagoguery in them to get where they are. Let's start with that. They know mass movements. They've studied. It's Tackhammer is on right now. He is looking more and more. It's a shame. It's like the portrait of Dorian Gray. The older he gets with the hair down the middle apart, and as it turns gray and he gets a little pudgy, he looks increasingly like Lou Costello. Hey, Abbott! Well, O'Reilly would be Abbott now that I think about it. If you put the both of them on the stage, O'Reilly would be Abbott, and Tackhammer would be Costello. So Obama understands mass movements. He's a smart fellow. He studied them. He knows that from Moses to Pol Pot, from Moses to Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, there were mass movements. Moses was an inciter of mobs, when you think about it. I mean, we put him up on a platform, but Moses knew how to sell a crowd an idea. He saw how to do that. He knew how to do that. He knew how to get the masses to listen to him. Moses said that he heard God, and the masses listened to him. Whether he heard God or not, we'll never know. I wasn't there. You have a right to believe or not to believe. I choose to believe. I'm not telling you whether to believe or not to believe, because at the end of the day, you'll be screaming like everyone else in the last days of your life. You'll be begging God to either put you out of your misery or save you. So it doesn't matter what you think right now in the prime of your life. You'll be a screaming mess like an infant at the end, with illegal aliens having to clean you up. It's horrible. And once you understand that even the power mad are in the same, trapped in the same. This is interesting to me. See, we're all here at the same time on Earth. Obama, you, me, whoever you are listening to this show. I know this sounds trite to some and profound to others, but I'll continue the line of thought. We're all alive at the same time through the course of evolution and through the course of human history. We're sharing something together. We're on the same planet at the same time, which is pretty miraculous. In that sense, we have a lot in common, incidentally, whether you know it or not. And to vilify our political enemies, and I'm guilty of it like everyone else, I don't think it's going to get us where we want to go. It's almost as though you have to dance with them and embrace them in order to show the people the dark side of the dancing partner. Because if you continue to point and say, he's different, he's no good, he's bad, he's this, okay, yeah, you're going to win some converts that way. But if you embrace the enemy and dance with the enemy, the people are going to come to see how out of step the enemy really is, that he's not dancing with America. And that's one thought that I have today. But hatred is a unifying agent for all politicians. Why does hatred work? Why does it work for Obama to teach you, the Obamaites, to hate the rich, when in fact it's the rich who put him in power and keep him in power, the bankers, for example, who broke the economy, manipulated it. I pointed it out in my genius book, Trickle Up Poverty. And many of you saw the truth of that book. It was a heck of a book. Then Trickle Down Tyranny, I showed you what he was going to do with that power. Many of you saw that truth. But he used hatred while making believe he was not using hatred. See, the old-time fire and brimstone dictators used hatred and showed you they were full of hate, like Hitler. When you say a dictator, you say Hitler. Screaming, yelling, fuming hatred. That wouldn't work today. You can't move a mass movement in America with hatred. It will not work. Impossible. So what you do is you trick them. You make believe you're a nice guy when you're seething with hate. Seething with hatred. It comes out every once in a while, like Mrs. Obama saying, for the first time in my life, I love America, when her husband was elected. So he hates the rich, and the rich put him in power. Now, it makes you think that he hates gun owners when he's surrounded by gun owners who protect them. Then he hates polluters. Who doesn't hate a polluter? But he makes you think that anyone who doesn't vote for the insanity of the fake insanity of the green liars is a polluter, when we're not. And then he makes you think that he has the voice of God in his ears, although God is a dirty word, so he doesn't say it's God. He has the voice of Gaia in his ears. And then he harnesses the masses, and he harnesses them, and he can sweep away empires. He can sweep away armies, all because he is the all-powerful. That's a mass movement. What's interesting to me is that Obama has eliminated the external enemy. All dictators that I've studied have unified the people through a foreign enemy. Obama has made domestic enemies his number one priority. This is very dangerous. If you look back in American history since World War II, we've had foreign enemies. In the Korean time, it was the North Koreans, rightly so. It's a dictatorial starvation regime. In Vietnam, it was the Vietnamese. Rightly or wrongly, they were our enemy. At least that's what we thought. Of course, we've had a revisionist view on that one. Don't tell that to the men who came home broken from it or ruined from it. But nevertheless, That's over with. It turns out that the war was fought for tungsten and for issues other than communism, because now they have an economy that's booming, certainly better than our economy. How'd that happen? How'd you figure that one out? So now we no longer have the Soviet Union, the Russians, as an enemy. Now we don't have the Chinese as an enemy. Obama and this new character that they're trying to put into the CIA is the most worrisome guy I've ever seen. The guy who said he was a hippie with long hair and an earring and was loved by Muslims. Shocking. Shocking. Even the French didn't buy that BS crap. The French just bombed the Islamists in Mali, and this moron he wants to put into the CIA says all Muslims are loving all over the world. That should, on the face of it, should disqualify him as being a lunatic. A lunatic. So what unifying agent of hatred is Obama and his nuts, the nuts who surround them, using? You. You. For the first time in post-World War II history, we no longer have a foreign enemy. Instead, we have a government that has made the American people the enemy. But which American people? Those of you who listen to the Savage Nation are the enemy of this government. You are the rich. You own guns. You're probably mainly white people, and you're a polluter. So you are the enemy of the Obama vision for the future of the world, and he has you in his sights. See, that's what I really wanted to talk about, the danger that we're really in. It goes well beyond guns and well beyond flu vaccines, which are ineffective or dangerous. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-229-5700 for your free quote. Call 1-800-229-5700. That's 1-800-229-5700. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Here's a vote. Traffic southbound 280 Stevens Creek Boulevard. New crash. 3 cars blocking a lane. No details on which one. CHP still rolling out to the scene. Further south, southbound 287th Street. Looks like we've got a moving dolly in the right lane. Palo Alto southbound 101 at University Avenue. It's a 4-car accident. They're movable. They're all moving over to the right shoulder right now. Northbound 101 at San Antonio Road. Still an accident being reported there. Traffic sluggish from Highway 85. I'm Dave Houck, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Any evidence that you see...
Liberals loathing.
That government spending...
But he could care less.
...is an effective, efficient way to create jobs.
John Hannity. Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, I'm Richard Russell of Russell's Furniture, and I'm sure you'll be skeptical of any claims of savings I make for our after Christmas sale. I don't blame you. Today's marketing has every gimmick known to man. Buy one and get one free, or two free, or three free, and I'm waiting for the discount offer to top 100%. So what do you do when you've made the greatest buys in your entire 55 years in the business, and you're going to sell hundreds of pieces of quality furnishings for as low as 30% below normal cost? Not really. detail, below cost. How do you present it? I found the answers from my staff, my customers, and even our suppliers, who all had one reaction in common when I showed them the buys. It was, wow, you're crazy. So the name stuck, Not the Crazy. It's our wow sale. It features famous brand names such as Better Homes and Gardens, Drexel, Flexsteel, Aspen Home, and dozens more. The discounts are huge, the quality wonderful, and we know that if you know Better Home Furnishings, you too will be saying, wow. It all happens at Russell's, 2645 El Camino, Santa Clara, and the Outlet Center in Dublin at the Amador Plaza.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
Big screen TVs on the brain? Hurry into Sears before the game for huge savings on top TV brands like Samsung, Sony, Panasonic, Sharp, and LG. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Find out more at sears.com/football.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Guajira! Entertaining you, I hope, on this Monday evening. A little Latin music from my youth. I still love it. No matter how depressed I get, music always lifts me up. Always. The greatest. I don't know what it is. I hate piano concertos. They make me want to commit suicide. I don't even want to walk on a balcony at NYU when I listen to a piano concerto. It's beautiful music. I mean, the reason I want you to listen to some Cuban music is you may as well get used to it. You know, get used to 50s cars. Well, we'll get stuck with 2000-era cars. You'll be playing chess and checkers. You'll have no guns. You'll get free sugarcane, free tobacco from the government. There'll be no gasoline to speak of. You'll get a green coupon that you can use to drive your sewing machine so you can make flags for the new regime. It's crazy. You have no idea what can happen to this country under this ruling junta where there's government anarchy. You say it can't happen here. It is happening here, Schmen. So last night I wasn't feeling depressed. I watched a few minutes of the Golden Globes and I saw stoners who didn't know what they were talking about. They were like out of control. These are intelligent people. So I mean, okay, the guys at the back row that no one sees, the agents, the producers, and no one knows. They're the smart ones. The puppets in the front are like morons. And they depressed me. They didn't know what they were talking about. I don't know what the heck Jodie Foster was talking about. I didn't know what half of them were. Then they dragged someone out from a show that I never heard of on TV called Girls. She had a ham hock for an arm with tattoos on it, and they lifted her up on the stage. She looked like Rosie O'Donnell with tattoos on a ham hock arm. One of the most unpleasant-looking people in the history of the world, brought up on the stage and cheered with whistles. I didn't know what I was watching. What was the award show for? Freakdom? Well, I mean, who was the guy who said that he destroyed Western civilization? Jerry Springer said it last week. He said, I destroyed Western civilization. I think he has it right. He actually introduced the insanity of reality television. He destroyed Western civilization. I don't believe what I watch at night on TV. I'm getting crazy from it. Between mob wives who look like half the children in the schools in New York City, to one show after the other, the lower the common denominator, the more popular the show. So each race is debased by a particular reality show. You know, no, think about it. Each race is debased by a particular reality show. Like the Italian people are debased by Jersey Shore. and or Mob Wives. This is another show that debases the Italian people and the Italian experience in America. Totally debases it. From Vesuvio Americus to a mob girl from Passaic. Unbelievable to me. From Americus to... what happened? Again a hit? Again a bingo. Oh, God. What was that now? Okay. Here, no, of course we're on, moron. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Always a fun experience here. I don't know what's coming next. Nevertheless, each race is debased by a certain reality show. So then you have, I would say the Irish are debased by that jerk from Hawaii with the long hair, whose wife was fat and went on a diet. That fake guy who runs after, you know, felons. Who was that guy in Hawaii? That was one of the most nauseating shows ever done. Dog the Bounty Hunter? I would more or less say that debases the Irish people. I don't know his exact ethnicity. So then we don't have a Jewish show yet that shows... well, then the Iranians are here, and someone told me that's a great show. And I'm talking about someone with 180 IQ said, you got to watch the Shahs of Beverly Hills. I said, why? She said, it's hysterical to see how they debase the Iranian people just by their activities, that they're more grotesquely exhibitionist bourgeois than the worst Brooklynite of the 1950s. I don't even know when it's on. So each race has a certain reality show that debases it now, all because of Jerry Springer. There's not one yet debasing the Jewish people that I can think of. I'm trying to think of one. There should be one made soon. Maybe I should write the script. Anyway, this is Michael Savage with the last word in talk radio from the Golden Globes to the Beholden Lobes. We are talking about the ruling junta in the White House, of course. We're talking about music, reality shows. We're talking about the vaccine. Oh, the Drudge Report just posted it. If you want to see it, I call the Drudge Report the big board. All of the websites are small potatoes. Unless it makes it to the Drudge Report, it's worthless. I don't read that other garbage. Real Clear, Schmolitics. It's all front groups, Politico. They work for the Democrat Party. That guy Baldy is on there all the time. Michael Savage, don't trust feds on flu shot. And I warranted a photograph of a needle going into someone's arm. See? There, Jerry Lewis, the star in first movie since 1995. I'm a big fan of Jerry Lewis. I wonder if he got a flu shot, if that explains his behavior. All right, I'll be right back on the Savage Nation. Chrysler to build Jeeps in China. How do you like that?
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
One, two, three, hey. Look at Mr. Lee. Three, four, five. Hey. Look at him, John, Mr. Lee.
Refused to pay America's bills on time. Social Security checks and veterans benefits will be delayed. We might not be able to pay our troops or honor our contracts with small business owners. Food inspectors, air traffic controllers, specialists who track down loose nuclear materials wouldn't get their paychecks. Investors around the world will ask if the United States of America is, in fact, a safe bet. Markets could go haywire. Interest rates would spike for anybody who borrows money.
All right, we got it. Thank you very much. The world's going to come to an end. King Ludwig II. Spend, spend, spend. Don't tighten the belt. Spend, spend. The world will come to an end. The sky will fall. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. If those nasty, evil, racist Republicans refuse to permit me, Barack Obama, the benevolent, the good, Barack Obama, the kind to veterans, the kind to food, the kind to students, the kind to dogs and cats and birds and bees, the world will collapse. Those evil Republicans, how dare they say that we can't spend our way out of a depression. That's right. We have to spend our way out of depression. It's like killing for peace. It's like the absurdity of the Vietnam War, where there was a hippie leftist band that did a song called You Gotta Kill for Peace. Obama says you gotta spend to get yourself out of debt. Same thing. Instead of making a song, you gotta kill, kill, kill for peace. Remember that from the many of you are old hippies from the 60s, and that's why you love me. You think you're a liberal, but you're not. Actually, you were triangulated by the radical vermin left who are taking away your country from you right in front of your eyes with the gangsters behind them. Oh, yeah, you don't see it. What can I do about it? I'm not going to get angry. But remember the song, You Gotta Kill for Peace? You gotta kill, kill, kill for peace. And it was a sarcastic song about dropping bombs on the Vietnamese. Well, now Obama's singing the same tune, is you gotta spend if you're in debt. That would be like saying you've maxed out all your credit cards, but you're going to the bank screaming, if you don't give me any more credit, the world's going to come to an end. That's called, it's like an enabler. I mean, there's a reality show on that. There's a reality show on that. You take that person and you put them into rehab. You take the credit cards away from them and you put them into rehab. What are you going to do if you have someone like this who belongs in rehab but he's running the world? That's all. So we're talking about very serious topics other than, I mean, death and taxes. I told you that's inevitable. Old Ben Franklin said that himself. You're going to hear this about the executive actions over at Infinitum. He's going to put forward 19 of them on the guns. He's going to get some of them through. But you got to understand this precedent for it. Don't blame me. G.H.W. Bush passed an executive order in 1989 halting the importation of some semi-automatic firearms. And he's going to do this as well. He's going to placate the gun grabbers and move on. Because even Harry Reid doesn't want to go through with it. Harry Reid is a very intelligent, clever politician, as you well know. Don't underestimate him, please. Anyone who calls these men stupid is an idiot themselves. There's nothing dumber than calling Obama stupid other than calling Harry Reid names. I mean, you're really debasing yourself to say a thing like that. Harry Reid's smart enough to know he's from a state like Nevada where there's an awful lot of gun owners. They like it. They like the freedom. And he's not going to go ahead with any gun banning. He is so opposed to it. So, and he's the most powerful senator right now, I think it's going to be a very, very mild slap in the face, you know, a little of this, a little of that. And we've all talked about the importance of this. And the best article written on the subject of guns, and I don't want to go into guns, it almost gets boring at a certain point, is an article by a guy that is on Fox News, who I don't really quote much. But, you know, I step out of my ego. I don't care who they're with. If they write something good, even if they ban me, even if they don't like me, even if they go along with the malarkey throwers on Fox News, Judge Napolitano wrote a great article. I put it on michaelsavage.com. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for the right headline. Pardon me. Where is it? Where is this about guns? It's a good one. I can't find it. It's like guns were made. The Second Amendment was not made for hunting. It was to kill tyrants. Here it is. Judge Napolitano. Second Amendment about shooting tyrants, not deer. Bingo. It says it better than anybody. So I forgive him that he works for the leprechaun and he has to do what they say and they ban me. They can have Islamists on, perverts, pimps, prostitutes, anti-Americans, but not Michael Savage. So in essence, the Fox News is like the England of America. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, from the Golden Globes to the Beholden Lobes. And we are now living with a ruling junta, not an imperial presidency. Again, look, I have to repeat it. I'm sorry. I don't care who says what. The imperial presidency, oh, it sounds so smart. They used it against Nixon. The left, he took a line directly from the left to use it against Obama. I mean, how smart is that? And secondly, it doesn't even describe him because it's not an imperial presidency, because the imperial presidency would refer to a country like, a nation like the ancient Rome, which had a Senate. We don't even have a Senate. The correct description would be government anarchy, because Obama's ruling junta is basically an example of government anarchy. Now that we've covered that and we've defined our terms, we can move on peacefully and happily. For those of you who missed my brilliant show on vaccines, you're in good luck. The Drudge Report linked the soundbite as well from WND, my good friends. You should listen to it. Michael Savage, don't trust feds on flu shot. It's right under in the middle with the blue picture, with the injection, with the needle, with the arm, with the gloves. It's all there, and you could hit it, and you go on, and then you listen to the soundbite. Or I'll just play it on the show for you at 34 minutes after the hour. Let's take some calls on all the topics that I, Michael Savage, have touched on in the first hour, because I now are renaming the show. I've rebranded the show today, and now the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage, the last word in talk radio. That's going to come tomorrow. We're having the voice of God record that, so tomorrow we'll get it up here on the air. We're adding that as a piece just to agitate people who hate tea. Mike on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mike, you were talking about before shows that debase a certain group of people. You're trying to figure out a show that debased the Jewish people. Could it be that phony Larry David and Curb Your
Enthusiasm? Oh, you're right. Larry David has done more to damage the image of the Jewish people than Woody Allen. Oh. Yes, in television, he should get a Golden Globe in the debasement of the Jewish people. Right. That's right. Like Jersey Shore debased the Italian people. The Shahs of Beverly Hills debased the Iranian people. Dog the Bounty Hunter probably debased several different races. English, Irish, Scotch. And, Curb Your Enthusiasm has debased the Jewish people permanently. The Jews can never come back from Larry David. No, you're right about him. I haven't talked about him for a year. He used to agitate me. I'd go crazy watching him. I thought he was the worst thing since Woody Allen. He made Woody Allen look like a almost rabbinic saint, what Larry David did. When he peed on a picture of Jesus in one of his segments, I stopped watching him. That was the last straw for me. Jerk. Mike, thank you for being such an acute social observer. That's what radio is at a certain point. I mean, look, politics are one thing. They're fun. And you can only get agitated up to a point. But then at another point, if talk radio is to be entertaining, it's got to be about social observation. You know what I'm saying, doesn't it? Don't you enjoy when I'm a social observer? Because I'm good at it. Why am I good at it? Because I'm a man of the street. I actually walk in the phlegm-coated streets of San Francisco. I walk through the phlegm-coated streets of the immigrant communities to see what our future will look like. Then I throw my galoshes away. I didn't even have to go to San Francisco now. The pollution is spreading. I go to a certain Indian place in Marin County once in a while. I call it Indian 2. I'm giving up on Indian 1 because they cut back. The pieces of chicken are getting scrawny. Remember I told you they'd be driven out of business? The immigrants were coming in and abusing them. They were eating like 10 plates. It says all you can eat for $8.95. So they were getting Mexicans and Guatemalans with the leaf blowers. They'd come in. They parked the leaf blowers outside. I don't blame them. They're poor guys. They're strapping. It says, all you can eat. The guy would eat until it was a plate of bones 3 feet high. I went to the Indian. I said, you got to tell him to stop. You'll go broke. But the guy is a nice guy. No, it's okay. Can't say it. I said, you're going to go broke. Then you got the welfare grifters who come in with the kids and they're slipping them like food on the side and not paying. So I go to the Indian. I say, I like the guy. You got to charge him for the kid. No, it's okay. They're going to go out of business. So today I go to Indian 2. Up in San Rafael, California, much better. I must tell you, the chicken's moister, much bigger spread, and they're crowded. So I talked to the owner, and I said to him, what do you do personally if someone eats too much at an all-you-can-eat? I tell him never to come back. I said, good. I said, what do you do if they bring a kid in and try to slip him a piece of bread? I tell him to pay for the kid's dinner. Good, 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 good. He's smart. It's all-you-can-eat doesn't mean be a chaza. Don't be a pig. Khazi is an old Indian word for pig. It's from the Sioux tribe. That should have brought a few laughs. Some scotch got spilled in Boca Raton over that one. Oh, where's the Boca caller? Is she up there? No? Oh, Francis in Florida. Welcome to the Savage Nation. You're listening to me on WFTL. Go ahead, please.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Hello. What's on your mind, darling?
Talk about is about the flu shot.
Yeah.
Who's dead now about 30 years because he took that flu shot every day and every time it came out and every time he took it. I would never take it. So he got it every year and finally got a heart attack and died. Now, I'm 90 years old and I haven't had a flu shot and I won't take it. And my primary doctor, she gets so mad.
Thank you. No, you're from another generation which had common sense. Absolutely. You resisted the government vaccine.
That's right.
God bless you for common sense. Absolutely. I raise one simple question, and this is not meant to offend. As you know, I'm not an offensive type of personality. It's not confrontational either. Polite question aimed at my ruling junta and to the mandarins who run the government. How many of the mandarins who run our government took the flu shot? How many in the inner circle, the ruling junta, took the actual flu shot or were warned and told them on his side, listen, don't, are you kidding me? We have no idea what the heck we put in there, but we got to sell 300 million shots by the end. So we're not going to give you anything. Just, did they take it? I don't know. Now, publicly, if they did go out and put the arm out and take the shot, you wouldn't know if it was a blank. Anyway, you would have no idea. You know, it's all staged. The whole thing is like Capricorn 1. 855-400-7. I'm more relaxed than I've ever been in talk radio. Why? I don't know why. Who knows why? I'm just more relaxed. Maybe I see things a little better. It's late. It's the later show. I like it. I have come to like the later hour because I do have the last word in talk radio. I mean, after you listen all day once in a while, you tune in. You can predict every second. I practice now with my staff. I say, tune in randomly. Bingo. Clarabelle's doing what I knew we'd be doing. Then we wait for drywall, tack hammer. I tune him in. Bingo. No matter what time you tune him in, he's always like rushing off to promote his television show and tell you about a brilliant guest he's going to have on. Then there's the hysteric, wrapping himself in the flag and such. And how bad the world is coming to an end. He sounds like a communist altogether. A communist agitator. I'm smart.
Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. But no, I'm smart and I want respect.
I got to admit I'm mischievous. I can't help it. It's in my nature. I'm a mischievous person. I think it's genetic. And, you know, if you're not mischievous, you shouldn't be in this business. Then you're a big fat bore. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, look. Our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared. I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child by bringing your gift of new pajamas to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take Extreme Green Coffee Bean before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 1-800-913-0253. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 1-800-913-0253. Some conditions apply. 1-800-913-0253. 800-913-0253.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge it is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I already did my coming out about 1,000 years ago, back in the Stone Age, in those very quaint days when a fragile young girl would open up to trusted friends and family.
I heard enough already, right? Better than a hero marine who threw himself on a grenade, that's all. From the Golden Globes to the Stolen Lobes, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Let's take your calls. John on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Before I get to my point, Dr. Savage, I really look forward to listening to your show every day. I read most of your books, and I've enjoyed every one of them.
Thank you.
I just want to chime in about the Jodie Foster thing. I thought the same thing you did. She must have been on something last night. You know, I've had friends years ago that have done stuff, and she looked like she was definitely on something.
What was she on rambling around? No one knew what she was talking about. I'm leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm leaving the movies. I've been 28 years. Their family. I'm crying. And in the end, she said, I'm not leaving. What was that about?
I don't know, but I like her as an actress, but last night it kind of just blew my mind about her.
Yeah, I mean, I liked her in The Silence of the Lambs. If she was in it, I don't even know.
Yeah, she was. That was one of those.
That's why I woke up 3 a.m. with the phrase, from the Golden Globes to the Stolen Lobes. I was trying to remember the word. I think it was the Stolen Lobes, not the Beholden Lobes. John, before you go, John, did you used to listen to me on the other station when I was on earlier in the day?
Oh, absolutely.
And how did you find me on ABC?
Oh, are you kidding? I've been keeping track of you ever since you left that station. I've been waiting for you to come back here. I've been looking in the paper every day, going to your website.
Oh, the website. Yeah, because I'm sure a good portion of my listeners have switched to WABC, and I want to thank them all. It's the same with the rest of the country. They found me. Thank you very much. We're now at 175 stations and climbing like global temperatures. 855-400-7282. The worst freeze in Jerusalem history. Tell that to Al Gore as he's laughing all the way to Riyadh. I only wish that they paid him what could they pay him in? Certainly not U.S. dollar. Are they transferring gold? Maybe they could pay him in oil. Maybe Al Jazeera will pay him in oil, barrels of oil. You have to take delivery in gutter. Remember when the country first came on the landscape? Nobody in the media knew how to pronounce Q-A-T-A-R. Some said guitar, then some said quitter, then some said guitar. No one knew how to pronounce. I still know how to pronounce the country's name. If you can't pronounce the country, all I can say is don't go there. If you can't pronounce the country readily, you're going to be treated pretty badly. That's all I can say to you. Spain, you know, you're going to go there and have a paella. They'll leave you alone. You're in France, you know what to expect. Italy, Germany, England. Well, not in my case. But if you can't say the country, you're in trouble. Guitar, gutter, 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 whatever. White House readies 19 executive orders on guns, and he'll get some of them. He's dropping the line in the water, the line's in the water. Bloomberg, of course, is a little petty martinet dictator that we know already, that we saw a long time ago. How could one man be so epitomize everything wrong with billionaires? How could Bloomberg epitomizes everything that people detest about rich people? And he proves there's a proof in what he says that even a billionaire could be a schmuck. Because he doesn't even look like cool about it. He looks like a schmendrick. Looks like the kind of guy if his father didn't have money, the most he'd be running is a Carvel stand in Rockaway, which he would have lost already to a gang.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Homeless man in the East Bay is hospitalized with severe burns after he lit a candle to keep his tent warm and it caught fire. He suffered from burns to his legs, arms, and torso. The CEO of a San Jose grocery store chain has handed out $30,000 in scholarships to 36 employees. The Mi Pueblo team members received the scholarships to help put them, to help them earn a college degree or just continue their education. Taking a look at the roadways out there, we do have a new crash southbound 101 University Avenue. It's actually an old one, still off to the right shoulder. Southbound 280 is Stevens Creek Boulevard, working an accident, still blocking the right lane, but traffic should be getting by okay. Northbound 101 has been a good ride through San Francisco. In fact, no delays onto the lower deck. And we do have an accident southbound 880, approaching 280. That's backed up to 101 because of an earlier accident. I'm Dave Falk, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, I'm Richard Russell of Russell's Furniture, and I'm sure you'll be skeptical of any claims of savings I make for our after-Christmas sale. I don't blame you. Today's marketing has every gimmick known to man. Buy one and get one free, or two free, or three free, and I'm waiting for the discount offer to top 100%. So what do you do when you've made the greatest buys in your entire 55 years in the business, and you're going to sell hundreds of pieces of quality furnishings for as low as 30% below normal cost? Not retail, below cost. How do you present it? I found the answers from my staff, my customers, and even our suppliers, who all had one reaction in common when I showed them the buys. It was, wow, you're crazy. So the name stuck, not the crazy. It's our Wow Sale. It features famous brand names such as Better Homes and Gardens, Drexel, Flexsteel, Aspen Home, and dozens more. The discounts are huge, the quality wonderful, and we know that if you know Better Home Furnishings, you too will be saying, wow. It all happens at Russell's, 2645 El Camino, Santa Clara, and the Outlet Center in Dublin at the Amador Plaza.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-630-1090. That's 1-800-630-1090.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
La Dolce Vita. Welcome back to the Savage Nation, the last word in talk radio across America. Here we are talking about, I don't know, the Golden Globes, flu vaccine. People are criticizing me for daring to even question authority, when in fact that used to be a watchword of liberalism, question authority. I questioned George Bush for years. Years I called him a fiscal socialist, and I declared myself to be an independent. So why should I not question the flu vaccine when I recognize that the vaccine is taken from two of the hundreds of different proteins that compose an influenza virus, and they don't know which ones are going to actually then infect the population. And as far as the nasal spray, it's the worst of all. 100 million viruses sprayed up into your nose. To each his own. I certainly don't want a mandatory flu vaccine or a mandatory AIDS vaccine imposed upon me. I'm trying to warn you about a bigger picture than the flu vaccine. So let me just read you the article. It's up on Drudge Report. Michael Savage says, don't trust feds on flu shot. It was written by WND, my good friends, posted on the Drudge Report just tonight, fresh for the show. And the sound is up there, too. Asking listeners to put aside his political orientation for a moment, talk radio host Michael Savage questioned the federal government's recommendation that citizens get a flu shot. He said, did Harry Reid take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama's lovely family take a flu shot? Did Joe Biden take a flu shot? Savage asked. Which of the Mandarins took the flu shot? He explained that he was talking specifically about vaccines and was not advocating the avoidance of all pharmaceuticals. Known for his many books on herbal medicine, Savage acknowledged he has benefited from an awful lot of life-saving regular medicines. The flu vaccine, he asked? No, I wouldn't take it. Savage noted, not everything your government tells you is true. So it's good to have a cynic in radio who questions authority, he said. Savage argued that Centers for Disease Control authorities have to guess what the vaccine should be made of. So they choose five strains, actually I think it's three strains, out of 250-plus strains of influenza. And if they don't choose the right one, you're going to get sick. So you're putting your faith in the CDC's ability to guess the one that might be a pandemic. He said that this year the CDC guessed right on two of the strains and wrong on one of them. He acknowledged that many people calculated the risk of a side effect, that's a little different, is 1 in 1 million against the 1 in 10,000 risk of being hospitalized or dying. But I believe the risks outweigh any benefits, Savage said. Why? The flu vaccine, he pointed out, contains formaldehyde and thimerosal, an organic compound containing mercury which impairs the neurological and immune systems, along with detergents, antibiotics, and allergens that cause infertility. The CDC itself, you notice, lists some of these ingredients on its own website as harmful, though it insists the amounts in vaccines is negligible. Someone may well say, Savage acknowledged, well, I took the shot and it didn't kill me. But when you're older, he argued, and you get ALS or Alzheimer's disease or MS, or you watch your kid develop seizures, or your kid becomes autistic, God forbid, what are you going to say? The relationship between the vaccine and any one person acquiring these diseases can't be known for certain, he said. And I'm repeating that. But why increase the chances of inducing such illnesses in yourself and your children? He argued that when it comes to flu vaccines, his political leanings are not relevant. Recalling a phrase he said he coined 30 years ago, the Borders Language Culture talk host said, germs don't discriminate. They don't know if you're a good guy or a bad guy. They don't care if you're a conservative or a liberal. They don't care if you're funny or mean. They don't care what your race is, what your sexual orientation is. They don't care what country you came from. And that's it. It's a very good interview. It catches the gist of the Friday show. So people now are criticizing me. And they're angry that I even say a thing like this. And someone says, wait a minute. It's not ridiculous that Savage should have an educated opinion on a subject such as this. The man is a trained epidemiologist, which I am. I'm not just Joe Blow. I'm not Wallbanger, I don't have to put anyone down. I'm not Wallbanger. I'm not Clarabelle. I know the field. I can read the literature. And this is my educated opinion. So do what you want. Do what you want. Go take the flu shot. Don't say I didn't warn you. That's all. Did the royal family take a flu shot? I don't know. Don't know. The last we saw was in 2009 when the royal family took the flu shot. But we don't know if they've taken it since. Oh, today I got my immune system stimulated. I went to downtown San Rafael, California after the Indian buffet. Horrible. I'm going to stop it. It was garbage. Even though the good Indian was bad. The chicken was good, but the beef was disgusting. It was like a bad Chinese beef broccoli. Ugh. I don't even want to. I don't know why I eat it. I should not have eaten it. I should have had a banana and gone to like a personal trainer. You ever do that to yourself after you have a disgusting meal? You say to yourself, why did I eat that? I should have had like an apple and an organic oatmeal and then had a personal trainer, like a transsexual personal trainer come in and train me or something. No, because I was watching a show Nat Geo is always trying to bend your mind. Either the world's coming to an end. They got over that after December, that a meteorite would kill us, wipe the earth out. I knew the Mayans didn't know what they were talking about. Only the Mayan calendar. Remember that one? What did they know, the Mayans? So they're all coming over the border. Why, they're Mayan. They were laughing at you, Schmendrick. Mayan calendar. Unbelievable to me. Meyer's calendar in a Jewish deli would have more of a predictive value than the Mayan calendar. There are no Meyers. That used to be a popular name in the 30s, Meyer. Meyer. Oh, wait, isn't there a famous Meyer now in the... Meyer Bloomberg? No, what? Mayor Bloomberg. I'm sorry. I confused Mayor. You know, that would be funny if someone said, Mr. Meyer. I mean, Mr. Mayor. I'd be terrible if I were like a journalist with a tag on my. I would ask like crazy Abby Hoffman-esque questions. I would drive them insane. I'd say, Meyer Bloomberg. Why are you such a schmendrick? What's wrong with you? Anyway, we're talking about various and sundry things. And it has to be entertaining or you're not going to listen. What is on television right now that I'm competing with? Is it the Tack Hammer? Who's on right now? I know Leppy was on. Is Lepp on now? Guys, who's on Fox News? Who am I competing with? I intend to destroy my... Clarabelle's not on. He's sleeping in Palm Beach. Who's on now? Drywall or the Leprechaun? The Leprechaun is on. The Leprechaun is on right now. Pointing the finger at everybody. How does he get it? I don't know how he gets away with it. He's such a lib. It's unbelievable. So, look, I don't want to talk about the debt ceiling. You know what that's all about. We have a King Ludwig in the White House screaming that if you don't give him another credit card, the world's going to come to an end. Who has the ultimate say here? Him? A nut for a president? A nut who keeps spending like there's no tomorrow? Where's the money coming from? He's telling us that he's not going to talk about guns to us. He's putting a gun to the head of the people. It's not Republicans. They're doing what the people want. Look, let's be clear. I don't care what side of the aisle you could be a communist, but the fact of the matter is you got to pay your bills. No one's paying them for you, right? You got to balance a checkbook. I don't care if you're Bill Ayers in Chicago. You get a certain amount of money as a tenured professor. You got to pay a mortgage. You got to pay this. You got to pay that. You got to pay this. You got to pay that. If you burn out your credit cards, you're not getting any more credit. So what do you not need? What do you need to know about this to know that Obama's a nut? In plain English, in the old Steve Allen methodology, he's just a nut. How can you keep spending when you're broke? Even Bucktooth Letterman should know that. Every one of those morons, those putts, should be saying this. Then we'd have a country back. But they're wholly owned subsidiaries of the Democrat Socialist NBC machine. What can you expect from those clowns to say? They say what they're told to say, that's all. I'll take some calls. That's what I'm going to do. I'm having a good time, which is dangerous. When I have too good a time, it's a danger zone. You know, that's another rule in talk radio. I'll tell the youngsters listening, and I could be your mentor. Have a good time. Get manic, but watch out. Watch out when you hit a certain manic point. You got to have an inner button. You get too manicky, you're going to make a big mistake. You'll be out of business. You've got to build in a button in your head where you said, uh-oh, turn, stop. That's the hardest thing to do in talk radio because otherwise, look, if you don't let yourself out there and really let it go, you're going to have a dead show. No one's going to listen to you, right? So you got to let it go. You got to let it fly. Like anything in the world, you ask a boxer. You ever see a boxing match, how incredibly psychological it is? When the guy is like up against the ropes and he comes back to the corner and his trainer, they're massaging him, giving him water. And they say to him, let your arms go. Let him fly. You freeze up. You're dead. I don't care what the field is. And talk radio is no different. You got to let it fly every once in a while. But if you get too hysterical and you start sounding like Frito, you're finished. You go into an octave and everyone will turn you off. No, don't play it again. You know what I want to hear? Wait, before we... I knew I'd have a good time tonight. I don't know whether to have Japanese tonight after the show. All I'm analyzing is which ethnic cuisine I'm going to have. I don't even want to eat. Would you believe it? But I work so hard that I feel if I just go home and eat leftover spaghetti, I'll feel depressed that with all of my success, I'm eating leftover spaghetti with a jar of sauce, which is all I want. I'm craving it. I want to go home after the show and eat leftover spaghetti with a jar of sauce. But I'll say, what are you doing to yourself? Why don't you go out, have a... I'm going to go out and get sick from it. I don't even want to eat. I should eat a banana and get a transvestite body. Oh, that's what I started to say. I got distracted. I was watching a show on National Geographic earlier where they're talking about taboo. There's a whole series taboo. So the latest thing is to convince you that if you're a heterosexual and just a man who likes women or a woman who likes a man, there's something wrong with you. I swear to God. That's the latest pitch. In other words, if you're really a sane American, you'd be one of 75 different sexualities. You wouldn't just be a boring throwback who likes a woman or a woman who likes a man. No. No, that's not for Nat Geo. Now that the world didn't come to an end, they want you to think that if you're a man trapped in a woman's body but you still like women, that's the way to go. Or if you're a woman trapped in a man's body, it's crazy. I mean, I don't say that I understand all of this, but the fact of the matter is, what are they obsessing about here? Now I'm going to say something to you about this that you got to understand is valid because people are getting crazier by the minute. By all means, protect people in a society, but don't put them up on a platform, on a pedestal, like they're the role models. For God's sakes, how crazy can a society become? Yes, offer people who are sexually, let us say, off a little bit, every protection known to a sane society. After all, we're not radical Islamists. We don't throw them down a well. But on the other hand, how crazy can a society become that you hold up people who are so confused about their sexuality that you hold them up that they're supposed to be revered in the society? So you don't know which way to turn. People don't know what to do. So you go to Genesis. God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, right? Say, oh, now he's going to read from the Bible. Yeah, I'm going to read from the Bible because it's very clear on it. If you don't know what to think, go to the Bible. And God created man in his own image. He created him. Male and female created he. And God blessed them. He created male and he created female. God was very clear about that. He said that. And man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife and they shall be one flesh. God said that. What was that about? That you should have 75 different types of sexualities? Then you'll wind up with the Western world today where there's no reproduction. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swab's Teeth Whitening System. If your New Year's resolution is to look great and make people's heads turn, start by getting rid of those yellow, stained teeth. Look, whitening toothpaste just don't make those ugly stains go away. The solution to a movie star white smile is the 5-minute Power Swab's Whitening System. Now, what makes Power Swab's better is that it works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth. And in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and you can try the 5-minute whitening system risk-free. Dial 1-800-906-9403. That's 1-800-906-9403. I guarantee your friends, family, and co-workers will notice your white smile. Try it risk-free. That's 1-800-906-9403. 1-800-906-9403.
Mike Huckabee.
But it was just not a good day for those of us who are conservative, those of us who thought that the policies of Barack Obama were taking us the wrong path. But apparently, majority of Americans disagree. And that's what happens in this country. We are about giving our citizens the right to make choices. They made a choice. And those of us who lost have to accept it.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee. Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar and lunch. This is Wednesday, January 16th at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood at 1 o'clock. How does your financial game plan look now that Uncle Sam is digging deeper into your pocket? Investments, retirement plans, what do you do now? Join us for lunch Wednesday, January 16th at 1 o'clock at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood. Just call to reserve a seat. Free, no obligation, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web at don'tinvestandforget.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM used car and truck center in Burlingame. We're right in the middle of remodeling, so I'm having a construction sale. Come to Burlingame or check out our special internet pricing at PutnamGM.com. That's PutnamGM.com.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rossinelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rossinelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rossinelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rossinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4244. Or visit drrossinelli.com. Dr. Rossinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
Ever long to move with grace and heat across a dance floor? Dazzle your fans with salsa lessons from San Francisco's premier salsa center, Rica Salsa. Learn the basics with multi-award-winning instructors. SweetJack.com scored 67% off.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
See, my problem is, I actually analyze my, welcome back to the Savage Nation, is I'm more of an Old Testament personality than is healthy in this world. Because today, we live in a post-religious society where there's no religion whatsoever. We know we have an atheist in the White House, forget about it, with inclinations towards a rose-colored glasses view of Islam. That we understand. That's as far as I would go with what I really want to say. I'm not going to go into the whole area of homeland. Some days I wake up and I think it's homeland, where there's an Islamist somewhere high up in the government because something doesn't make sense. I mean, the guy they want to put in the CIA scares me to death. Well, for the things that he said about all Muslims are wonderful and peace-loving and great, and the next day we read that the French are bombing the Islamists in Mali, this guy's going to run the CIA? So who's going to look at as the enemy? You! You, the Christian, the guy who reads Genesis is the enemy. The preacher with the cross is going to be the enemy. This is the first administration since World War II that has determined there is no foreign enemy. You take that crazy SOB, Bonnie Frank, that mumbling sack of garbage, and he has the nerve last week to say, there's really no foreign enemy, we know that. So who's the enemy, Bonnie? Who's the enemy, Bonnie? Those who read the Bible? Those who have a gun, Bonnie? Now, this is what the danger we're in right now. That's why I say at a certain point, what do you think the Bible's called, the Rock of Ages? And I don't want to get too preachy, but you can get pretty crazy watching television. Nat Geo used to be like the bedrock of sanity. A few naked women from Africa with the jugs of water on their head. You know, Guatemala, whatever, pretty robes. Now all of a sudden you wake up, the world's coming to an end. If you're not a quadruple sexual, you're a throwback. So you have to turn and say, why do you think religious people cleave to their Bible? Why? Because they're insecure? Maybe because that's the only sanity in the world, the Rock of Ages. So you go to the Genesis and it says, you like the story of Noah in Genesis, right? And you shall take two of every sort shall I bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Not they shall be male and female and whatever. That's all, not whatever. Not whatever. Male and female. Bingo. It's written. That's it. Everyone on earth knows that. But not in America, no. So I have nothing against people who are transgendered or quadrigendered or multigendered or whatever. I don't know what they are. It happens. God bless them. But don't put them on a pedestal and turn them into a role model for society and say they're suddenly we should look up to them like they're some sage or saint because they have a complex sexuality. Protect them. But don't revere them. How's that? Does that work for you? No. Not under Obama. Nope. So that's where I come. That's why the Bible is now the enemy of this current theme in America today. See, that's a show for another time. He's not going to use executive order to ban the Bible. Don't worry. Not in year one of regime two. Oh, no. We'll get around to the Bible in year four of regime two. After the guns are gone. I would figure the Bible will be on the last thing. Number one, guns. Number two, illegal aliens. Because once he has 30 million illegal aliens voting for him forever, this guy will be around yet for 40 more years, like Idi Amin. He could be around forever. Papa Doc Duvalier comes to mind. What if they eliminate term limits with the illegal aliens voting? They could do that. Sure. You got Clink on the other side. He's going to stop him? Where's Clink tonight? Anyone? Has anyone seen John? Hey, John, what do you think about the gun? What gun? Who got a gun? Where? I'm ducking. What gun, huh? Dick Cheney's not here, is he? You know who's been very silent? A couple of people have disappeared in the last. Janet Napolitano, she stopped giving those speeches, remember? About a year before the election, no, 9 months. Remember they kept her in the background? They knew she was like poison for his reelection. Frightened people to hell, scared everyone to death. Every time she came out, it was a nightmare. Well, a couple of the girls and I were coming back from the bowling lanes the other night, and we saw them nuts with the gun. They cut her out of it. Soros was dummied up for 6 months. You didn't hear him. He disappeared with a young girl somewhere in St. Bart's. They told him to take a walk. I mean, he put Obama in power. He crashed the economy in 08. The guy's got everything on his punch list. Except he yet has not yet gotten your guns, and he hasn't yet taken away your old-fashioned Bibles. He can wait for that, Soros. But you haven't heard from him, have you? Soros the owl. Looks like an owl to me. You talk about Larry David. Larry David is like a puppet compared to Soros. How could people be so evil if they want to destroy the greatest country in the history of the world? How can they hate a country that made them so rich? How can they hate a country that made them so powerful and famous? A guy like Oliver Stone perplexes me how insane he must be. The madness inside that guy's headspace The headspace volatiles of Oliver Stone really worry me. I can't imagine what's going off in his head at any moment. The guy makes his fortune hating America. How does that work? How does that work? How does that work? Beverly Hills, private jets, St. Bart's, your house, my house, White House, hates the country. Every movie is against America. What do they want? What's the end line of these people, these true believers of the left? What is the end line? What do they want to do to this country? Have you ever thought this through? Do you realize that if Obama was given everything he asked for, it would not be enough? He would then start from ground zero and then go up the scales again. Do you have any idea what it means to understand we have government anarchy in this country right now? We have government anarchy. That's what we have right now. The ruling junta is ruling as though they are a group of anarchists. There is no Senate. The correct description of Obama's ruling junta is government anarchy. That's what we have right now. And that's what you have to watch out for. Michael Savage, the last word.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Hold it, Fats. We're not up to Tuesday yet. It's Blue Monday on the Savage Nation. Welcome back, or welcome to the program. Here's what's in the news today on the Savage Nation. Guns, guns, guns. Obama saying he has executive powers over guns, which he does not. I must remind you that previous presidents have limited the sale of certain attributes of guns. I think it was George Bush himself who limited the size of the clip, by the way. So expect something to happen. The White House is going to miss the budget deadline and break the law. Chrysler, the company we bailed out, is going to build Jeeps in China and Russia. You heard me. We bailed them out. They're building Jeeps in China and Russia. You heard it first in the Savage Nation. New York has a tentative deal on gun control, restricts assault weapons, limits magazine size to 7 rounds. Of course, that doesn't apply to the government. What else is in the news? I don't know. What else is in the news? You name it. You want to talk about the Golden Globulus? From the Golden Globes to Beholden Lobes? I was going to talk about that. From the Golden Globes to Beholden Lobes, meaning their ears are beholden by the Hollywood swamp. What else is on MichaelSavage.com today? California to test how far gun control can go. Oh, the flu. Not everything the government tells you about the flu vaccine is true. Wonderful sound piece. If you missed it, it's on MichaelSavage.com. About all the dangers of the flu vaccine. It's a good editorial. Second Amendment is about shooting tyrants, not deer. Mayor Gittyberg, that's Bloomberg, is very giddy over turning New York City streets into the craziness of Beijing. A two-wheeled tsunami is about to hit New York, where the city is giving out bicycles to clog up traffic. California maternity hotel closes, an alleged maternity hotel where pregnant women from China were coming to California to drop them here for the bennies. The Sandy relief package is bloated with pork. No kidding. Schumer's involved and there's no pork? Rubio says Obama has poisoned the well in immigration reform. A lawyer in England, Muslim, Tefliq Suleiman, arranges thousands of sham immigration marriages. He's not been deported. In fact, he's welcomed into England by the stooges who run it. Thinking of stooges, socialist French government to bail out its ailing solar industry. Obama's cousin. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is convinced of a second gunman. Okay, back to that again. Huge crowds in Paris rallying against same-sex marriage. Not for it, against it. Against it. Dog-napping gangs are on the rise in England. Oh, really? Thousands of dogs are being stolen every year, many by gangs. You want to see something to get you scared? It's from the New York Post on my website. A livery cab gunman is caught on tape just before he pumps 5 shots into the driver. Take a look at his face. Michael Savage says it's time for a nationalist party. Read the article. 5 questions with Michael Savage from the Washington Times. Oh, there's a picture of Savage and Romney having dinner 2 years ago. Headline, Romney lost because he told Savage to get lost. Labradoodle mistaken for lion. Dog mutilated by Mexican drug traffickers is recovering. Here's how you can listen to the Savage Nation. You go to the bottom left of my website, michaelsavage.com, home of the Savage Nation, and you click on your state. Let's say you live in Oklahoma or Alabama or New York or California or Alaska. Let's click on Alaska together. And then you look and you see what stations I'm on. It says I'm on KBYR in Alaska with the frequency 700 on the dial, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9, and KSRM 920 on the dial, Monday to Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. That's good. Or you go to the bigger states, and there you are. Florida, wow. Mike's everywhere in Florida. Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana. How do you like that? 175 stations and growing with Cumulus Media Networks. Each show has to count. You're just going to get up there and start blasting Obama and the government, anti-government. How much can you take of that? The listeners aren't going to listen to it anymore. All day long, from bimbo to wall banger to the hysteric, wrapping themselves in the founding fathers and wrapping themselves again in the flag. God bless them all. But I couldn't listen to it. 1 minute of it is all I can take anymore. So I said, I got to do something other than bashing the administration, which is corrupt. We understand that. So let's talk about an epidemic in America today. The epidemic is the flu. So I said, wait a minute, they gave everyone the shot? Everyone, or more people have taken the shot than ever before. Wherever you went, a drugstore, a supermarket, everywhere you turned, they were offering you the shot. I said, wait a minute, with all of this, still the epidemic's out of control. So why? Well, because of the three strains they put into the flu preparations, one of them was a new strain and was not in the vaccine, so it didn't work. It was ineffective. That's one. I mean, they can only guess so far. But then there's another element to it, which is that flu vaccine has some inherent risks, and they're not telling you what those risks are. I believe you should be an informed consumer of medicines and of health care. My allegation is quite clear, which is that you didn't need the flu vaccine. I have a bias, as I told you. I am anti-vaccine for very personal reasons and also for professional reasons, and I don't think you should jump just because the government media complex tells you that it's effective. And we can take your calls right now on the Savage Nation. Let's begin in New York City on WABC. Bruce, go ahead, please. You're on the program.
Good evening, Michael. You're exactly right. I was thinking that today. The pharmaceutical industry is acting in the interest of the government. It's almost like money laundering. I guess you know they contribute a lot of money to the politicians. And they admitted today on the radio that in the New York area that they did not include the correct strain of vaccine in the shot, but they encouraged people to keep taking the shot anyhow.
Anyway, right. Well, here's the thing. They can only choose in advance. The CDC does a guessing game. Since there are so many strains of virus, they pick two out of all of them. They pick two right and one wrong. There's a new strain out there because, you see, viruses are very clever. They keep mutating. That's why people get sick. Viruses are very clever. They've been around from the beginning of time. They mutate. They constantly mutate. So there's almost no way to immunize yourself against the flu because it's a game of guess. It's a guessing game. But the new lie is they put out the guys from the CDC today on CNN, and it's kind of sad to see these men. They're all well-meaning. They're just basically innocent people who are spokesmen for the CDC. They may as well work for the drug company as detail men. And they say, well, even though you got the flu, keep taking it because it's going to reduce the risk of a more dangerous reactions. It's nonsense. It's utter nonsense.
So the best idea is to stay strong. Now, like you said, the flu doesn't know if you're black or white or rich or poor, but it does know if it bumps into a strong body, what do they call it, where you have antibodies.
We're surrounded by viruses, bacteria, protozoans, and other microbes all the time, that you know, right? And the best way to avoid getting sick in general is to keep yourself healthy.
Yeah.
You eat right, you don't smoke, you don't drink too much booze, you don't use drugs, et cetera. You use common sense. Hygiene is very important, and it's usually dismissed by people. They've forgotten the commonsensical aspects of hygiene. I think most people understand that today. And they don't rub their eyes or their nose when they're on a subway car. But the fact of the matter is washing your hands is still very important. Common sense works.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
What if you could add one thing to your diet and exercise plan that guarantees a reduction in your waistline? It's real, and it's called Trim Factor. When you take this all-natural supplement, its incredible ingredient works to shed inches from your waistline. All you have to do is call for your 30-day risk-free trial of Trim Factor. Call 1-800-513-3062. Don't keep wasting your energy without any success. Get Trim Factor today and significantly shrink your waist size. Trim Factor's natural ingredient is shown in numerous clinical studies to suppress that uncontrollable hunger and reduce that stubborn waistline. Now is your chance to see amazing results with Trim Factor. Get your own 30-day risk-free trial sent directly to your door. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-513-3062. That's 1-800-513-3062. Call 1-800-513-3062.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Hi, my name is Gary Stein. I own Castor Shoes in San Francisco, family-owned since 1939. About 12 years ago, I had Armstrong put a new foam roof on my home. I chose Armstrong because they, too, have been in business for a long time and have a great reputation for quality. They did fantastic work then, and I'm here to say I haven't had a single roofing problem since. So if you want a quality shoe, come down to Castor's on Kearney Street. But for true quality in roofing, there's really only one choice in the Bay Area. That's Armstrong. There's a reason they've installed more foam roofs than any company in America. They do it right.
You too can have an Armstrong foam roofing system. Lightweight, energy efficient, seamless, and rated to last a very long time. It's hard to compare against other flat or low-sloped roofing options. All these amazing features combined with installation performed to the proper specifications, and it could very well be the last roof you'll ever need. For your free in-home consultation with a flat roofing specialist, just call today from any area code.
Phone 37s and 1234.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, we know how to treat you with bonus play, giveaways, special invitations, and plenty of perks. And now we're giving out something extra to everyone who signs up for Cash Club. All new members will receive $25 on their Cash Club card. It's the free and easy way to find what you'll love about Cache Creek. Are you a foodie? Then use your points in one of our delectable restaurants. In the mood to relax? Use the points at the spa. If a day on the links is your thing, then use them at Yochavihi, Cache Creek's championship golf course. The rooms are fair game, and so is anything in our gift shop. Best of all, you can use that $25 at our mini mart to gas up your car, which means the drive to Cache Creek is on us.
Join Cash Club today. It's free and easy to sign up. And right now, we're giving new members a $25 credit. Only at Cash Creek. Play the best. Close to home.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The topics are pretty good tonight. This is not the kind of show that you go to sleep listening to. It's not easy listening. I'm not selling waterbeds. I'm trying to tell you that there are venal, evil people in the world and in our government. Not all, but there are venal, evil people in our government who would destroy everything decent about our life. Let me repeat that in case you missed it. Because if you're living in the illusion that everyone in government is in public service because they want to help you, then you're really stupid. You shouldn't even be able to vote. If you have no cynicism towards human nature, and if you don't understand how human nature operates, you're not qualified to vote. But then again, that's an absurd statement because, as you well know, we live in such a fine democracy where even a welfare recipient can vote. Even though I've said for years that if you receive public assistance, you should forfeit your right to vote until you get off public assistance. I didn't say lose your citizenship. I said lose the right to vote because you're only going to vote yourself a raise. And you're going to vote it off my back. I'm one of those American taxpayers who's really pissed off at Obama. I've worked all of my life for every penny I have and never stole a dime from anybody, by the way. And I'm sick and tired of the welfare class that tells me I have to support a certain group of people who are never, ever affected by issues that they make to be as current as today. And so I'm pissed off. Luckily, I have a voice you don't. Luckily, I've been in radio since 1994, so I'm heard on many stations, and you're not. So in a way, I'm a voice for the voiceless. So I gave an interview on ABC Radio in New York, and I said that we need a nationalist third party. And I said that we need a King David to unite voters against both Dems and the GOP. It was picked up by the newspaper Syracuse Post-Standard in upstate New York, BuzzFeed, an important blog, and by WorldNet Daily, who wrote a very fine analysis of the interview. Michael Savage says, time for nationalist party. Top conservative radio figure calls for nationalist third party. Syracuse says Savage, Republicans and Democrats pulling a charade. You see, they all had a little different take on it. And so I'm asking you, is it time for a nationalist party? At the same time, we are talking about Chuck Bagel. And I have said that Chuck Bagel is not qualified to be defense secretary, not solely because of his Jewish lobby remarks, but because he's going to continue to enact the policies of Obama, which are the far-left anti-military policies we have seen, where the budget is being gutted and the war generals have been purged, as in the Soviet times. Four wartime generals were purged, and most of you don't even know it because of the fellow travelers in the media. You have no idea what just happened. It was a bloodless coup. In Stalin's time, he shot the generals. In Obama's time, he fires them. It's that simple. But because we have a patsy press, stenographers, I call them in large part, you don't even know who these generals are or why they went. You heard of Petraeus, for sure. But around the same time, Obama had a night like the Night of the Long Knives. He got rid of four generals within a week. Four top wartime generals. And strangely enough, one of them, and it's very important you hear this, was in charge of the Africa Command, and he's African-American, with 42 years of distinguished service to the United States of America. But it was not covered by the stenographers in the media, even though he is a minority. You would think that, God, wow, they fired a minority who served the country 41 years. What's that about? Well, you see, when you have stenographers instead of journalists, this is what you get. So if you want to talk about these topics, you want to talk about the Nationalist Party, who is the King David? You know, that's a secondary question in reality. When I say no man has stepped forward who can lead that party, the Nationalist Party, and I say the Tea Party is the rudiment of the new Nationalist Party, and it is, and I say somebody has to bring them all together, unite them like King David did the ancient tribes of Israel, and there is no King David out there. Who's the King David? Tell me who is going to do it. That's a great question. Do you know who the King David is? Tell me who the King David is. Is there someone out there who is charismatic, number one, and able to formulate ideas and move audiences without a teleprompter? We're not talking about a fraudulent actor. I'm going to give you an example. the whole page Sunday in the LA Times was given over to a movie called about gangsters coming out, taking on the underworld. And it was one picture after another about gangsters in the 50s with Mickey Cohen. And it's about a movie coming out, right? Take a guess who's in this violent movie. You ready? Sean Penn, the biggest phony in the history of the American cinema. Every movie Sean Penn has ever been in is about beating people up and shooting them or stabbing them. And yet he claims to be a peacenik. That's number one. He's in love with a dictator named Chavez. He was in love with Ahmadinejad, the Hitler of Iran. Says that he's against violence and wants our guns seized. He's in the movie. Here are the others. Josh Brolin, Ryan Gosling, Nick Nolte, Emma Stone, Giovanni Ribisi, Michael Pena, and Robert Patrick, and Sean Penn in this movie about gangsters. So I said, you talk about hypocrisy. Here you got these fraudulent actors talking against guns, talking against violence, saying there should be no guns, and every movie they sell is about violence. So please don't tell me that there's an actor out there who could be our King David. Just by dint of the profession, they can't be a politician anybody would trust without. There's no credibility there. Zero. Actors have no credibility. You say, well, what about Ronald Reagan? All right, fine. There's an exception here and there. He had a mixed career anyway. You know, I'm not one of those who say he was 100% because he wasn't. I know more about Reagan than you may want to know. And many of you are true believers who think that the man was God. He was not God. He was an excellent president up to a point. And then beyond that point, he was just another politician. The best we've had in a long time. But nevertheless, I would say disqualify any actor, especially those who talk one way and then do another. That's all. So, do you think America needs a third party, a nationalist party? The lines are sold out. I think we have one open line, 855-400-7282. Tom in Philadelphia, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Welcome. It's great to have you back in the Philadelphia area.
Thank you.
To say that Hegel's a waste, kind of a poor man's John McCain, my way of thinking.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
Would be a good
that's
idea.
Good. And by the way, Tom, you just said welcome back to Philadelphia. When was I ever on in Philadelphia?
Didn't I used to hear you on 990 AM?
You know, I don't know. Well, I'm on WABC in New York. Were you listening out of New York?
I did listen to the New York station, but I'm almost positive you were on Philly somewhere.
I think I was once on a station in Philly many, many years ago. You know, I have fond memories of Philly, by the way. I love the city. It's another story. I don't want to get too nostalgic. I'll tell it in 2 seconds or less. My dad, when I was young, he owned an antique store. We used to go to Philadelphia twice a year on buying trips because there were great antique stores in Philadelphia that sold wholesale. And I remember walking around those damp, cold, red brick buildings, and I don't know what part of town it was in. And he'd be looking at the antiques, and I'd be looking at the antique guns. Even then, I was fascinated with weapons. You know what movie I was watching last night? An old movie that I want to see on a big screen in a house with the best sound system in the world. Master and Commander. The opening scene of the cannon shots being fired by the French ship against the British ship when they come ripping through the wooden hull and tear them into bits was one of the best pieces of filmmaking I've ever seen in my life, if you like action movies. He was great in that. What was his name? The guy who played the Roman gladiator, Chuck Hagel? No. Chuck. I think because of Hagel's comments in the past about the Jewish lobby, he's going to have some knee-jerk reactions against him. And in addition to some other things he's done, I think he will not be confirmed or he will withdraw prior to even standing for the position. And I believe Obama knows that because they're playing chess and the Republicans are not even playing checkers. The Republicans are playing backgammon in Cuba in the 1950s.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hawkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Cyclist Lance Armstrong admitted in a taped interview today with Oprah Winfrey that he used performance-enhancing drugs to win the Tour de France. Earlier in the day, Armstrong apologized to the staff of Live Strong Foundation in Austin, Texas, for the bad publicity his actions have brought to the organization. The CHP says black ice on roadways during the chilly morning commute caused several accidents today in the Bay Area, including a seven-car pileup in the Oakland Hills. No major injuries were reported. And parts of the East Bay are a bit safer after an anti-crime sweep netted guns, ammo, and about a half dozen gang members as well. KSFO traffic, we've got a stalled car, Oakland eastbound 580 before Park Boulevard. The left lane is blocked. Some debris northbound 880 at 237. Right lane is blocked in Milpitas. And eastbound 37 after Sonoma Boulevard and Vallejo, stall on the ramp. I'm Dave Hawkes, KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company? Brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Go to michaelsavage.com. So anyway, you got the bagel question and you got the Nationalist Party. Now, a lot of people don't know the difference between nationalist, nationalism, and National Socialism. And many of them are purposely muting the terms in the blog comments in the articles written about me. They're saying I asked for a National Socialist Party. I never said that. I said it's time for a third party called the Nationalist Party based upon borders, language, and culture. And right away, the knee-jerk liberals have rushed to Hitler. And they say that we'll have Hitler again if we have a Nationalist Party because they're stupid and or purposely trying to mislead you. That's not what I said. So I'll read you the article. This time, a very different take, incidentally, on the interview from Jeff Herbert of the Syracuse.com web page on the Syracuse newspaper. Here it is. Radio host Michael Savage calls for Nationalist Third Party to challenge GOP. Conservative radio host Michael Savage spoke out against Republicans and Democrats alike on Sunday for pulling a charade on the American people and called for a third political party. We need a Nationalist Party in the United States of America, Savage said on ABC's Aaron Klein. The third most widely heard talk show host, behind only Rush Limbaugh and Sean Wallbanger, explained a new third Nationalist Party could focus on borders, language, and culture. Savage said, there is no Republican Party. It's an appendage of the Democrat machine, as we've all just seen. It's two-card Monty, as we all know. It's a game being played against the American people. You've got the drunk Boehner on the one side and the quasi-pseudo-crypto-Marxist on the other, who is really just enjoying the ride in Hawaii right now, representing his factions. He was still there, by the way. The Los Angeles Times report, here's a different take. Here it comes in the same article. The Los Angeles Times reported that Washington's budget battles show a widening divide in the GOP between its southern base and the rest of the country. Almost 90% of southern Republicans voted against the fiscal cliff compromise, while a majority of Republican representatives from outside the South supported the deal. That's fascinating, by the way, because if I've told you anything on this show, I've always respected the southern Republicans. I've had more in sympathy with them than almost any other branch of any other party in this country, and I'm not from the South. I'm originally from New York. I've lived on the West Coast since 1974. But politically, I would say that I'd be very comfortable with them. So I continue right here. Savage wants the new party to challenge the Republican Party on the right of the political spectrum, BuzzFeed explains. He criticized the Tea Party for lacking a charismatic leader, saying it needs restructuring and calling it the rudiment of the new Nationalist Party. Savage added that the word nationalism needs to be redefined after previously being associated with Hitler and the National Socialist Party, the Nazis of 1930s Germany. According to BuzzFeed, the radio host said the new party needs someone to unite them like King David did the ancient tribes of Israel, but declined to do it himself. Who's the King David, asked Savage. I would do it if I was 20 years younger. I would do it right now. But I'm not 20 years younger, and I don't have 20 years left in me. This is going to require enormous resources. Savage, heard by some 8 million people each week on his show, disappeared from the airwaves at the end of September after winning a long legal battle with his old syndicator talk radio network. A month later, he was back with Cumulus Media Networks as his new syndicator returned to Syracuse's WSYR news radio, airing weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight on 570 a.m., and 106.9 FM. It set off a lot of reaction, which is good. It's important that we get response from a dead, moribund public, a disconnected public, and a disconnected media. It is good to get response. I mean, when the media is responding to my idea, including MSNBC, you know that they're listening. Doesn't mean they agree with me, but we're talking about whether you agree with my statement that it's time for a Nationalist Party. And we're looking for a King David. I want to give you a definition of a word, venal. I used the word tonight. I haven't heard it used in radio for a while. I guess it belies my scholarly background and my literary orientation to use small words. Even though I have a real PhD, I use small words because I don't want to sound like I'm trying to boast or anything. I found that people who use big words generally have a poor education. There was a guy in San Francisco who I liked. He was a very nice guy, but he unfortunately never had a chance to go to college, so he used very big words to try to impress people. I find using smaller words. But, you know, venal is a small word that's very powerful, and no one has used it, but it applies in a certain way to what we're going through. When I say that there are people in this world who are venal and evil, who would destroy everything decent about our life and take it away from us. And I should add to that that the soldier class, the military class, the police class, the honest judges are the only ones between us and total and absolute anarchy and chaos. What do you think a man who's steeped in military lore, a third-generation military guy, could be first, but let's say a guy whose grandfather, great-grandfather, fought all the way back to the Civil War, Okay, even further back. And they're a very proud military family. What do you think they actually believe they are doing in that uniform? Do you think that they're doing it because they want to get rich in that uniform, like so many of our Pentagon people are? No, they're doing it because they actually believe in defending the constitutional republic that they live in. And they know that there are people who are motivated or susceptible to bribery, venal politicians. They know that there's corruption. They know that there are people who are mercenaries. And they know that the same thing is true in the world on a bigger picture and a more militant picture. So venality would apply to politicians. Criminality would apply to something else entirely. Just the word is very important. Before I take your calls on the topics that are hanging in the air, the two or three balls that are hanging in the air, I picked up the paper headline, Florida to face cutbacks. Uh-huh. The butterfly ballot people. Fiscal cliff crisis over, but not budget crunch. And now they're panicking down here. The butterfly ballot crowd, the Dems, are suddenly saying, oh, my God. Oh, my God, we're going to get hit in the pocketbook, including lost government jobs, fewer defense contracts, and smaller raises for Social Security. What do they need raises for Social Security for? I mean, that's a no-brainer. Raise the retirement age by 3 years. Well, how hard is that? You know, I don't understand that. Why can't they retire at 62? What? Excuse me, at 3 years earlier? Well, why do you have to retire at all at that age to collect the government check to what? To go gamble in Atlantic City? Well, what is this retirement? Where is it written in the Constitution? You have a right to retire and have a Social Security check. For what reason? I know you put the money in the system. Don't lecture me on that because I put money in the system since I'm 15 years old. I could have retired. How come I haven't retired? I don't need to retire and go gamble in Atlantic City with a diabetes pill, you know, to take my prescription medication from the big government. I don't take any prescriptions, by the way. How do you figure that? How does that work out? Because I'm not a fat slob who eats like a pig in a buffet. Take a look at people, what they put in their fat trap, in their craw. You'll know why they're sick. Look what they shove down the craw. You're telling me that there should be no penalty for that, for living like a slob? You see the people rolling down the street? They should get 18 prescriptions a day at my expense. That's what I say to myself. I see them rolling down the street. Then I watch what they eat. Everywhere they go, a dessert, a tiramisu, a cherry pie. And I'm saying, are you kidding me? I'm supposed to pay for their health care? Why? They live like a pig. You know, in that regard, I mean, there should be some penalty for not taking care of yourself. Don't try to defy me by this, because I wrote health books long before I was in politics. You see, this is a funny thing. In this area, it's actually a very conservative viewpoint, taking care of your own health, incidentally. Liberals don't believe you should take care of your own health. You don't understand that. You see, there's a confusion in the health industry, the health food industry, shall I say, the old line health food industry, where they think that they should be liberal Democrats because mainly they're all potheads. They're old hippies, Rocky Mountain High, blah, blah, blah. You know, let it all hang out. If it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? You know, Janis Joplin, I'm cool, you're cool, he's cool, we're cool, everyone's so cool, we're cold. But the fact of the matter is, they don't understand that the liberal Democrats are trying to take away their health freedoms, including destroying the vitamin industry. It's the conservatives who still support freedom of health choices. You don't understand that. I don't understand how people can't see this yet, but I think truthfully, and I'm not trying to be facile here, it's the marijuana. It does cloud the mind. I don't need you to confirm it. If you're a heavy pot smoker, you're not as clear as you'd be without it. Let me put it to you that way. You may be smart, and you may be bright, and you'll tell me you made a lot of money last year. I really don't care. Whatever you're doing, you would do it better without the drug in your head. It's that simple. It clouds your mind. There's a reason it's called dope. It's called dope because it makes you stupid. I know that there's a whole fanatic religion now around marijuana. It's become a religion. If you say one word against it, it's like criticizing a race to the pot. And it's a giveaway that they're addicted, by the way. You know, you can tell if someone's addicted to marijuana, just say to them that there's health risks in smoking marijuana. And when they start to defend it, that's the mark of addiction. But don't call me on marijuana. I can get the dope smokers anytime I want. King David is an issue. Who's the King David? Let's take a caller on that one. There is a caller who has a good answer, by the way, and I actually agree with him. I asked the question. Michael Savage says a King David is needed to unite voters against Dems and the GOP. And I asked, who would that be? On WABC in New York, Frank, you have a candidate. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, this country is in trouble. And to your question, who would be our King David, we need someone who transcends politics, race, ideology. I would nominate Colonel Alan West.
I would second that nomination. I'll tell you something else, Frank. He should have been chosen for defense secretary. But you know why the crypto pseudo anti-American Obama would never choose a war hero like him. Instead, he'd choose Huck Bagel.
You for his chief of staff, basically, you know.
Why would he choose Huck Bagel instead of Alan West?
Because he is the non-politician. That's why. He doesn't play the game. Well,
Alan West is, first of all, a certifiable war hero. That's number one, which is anathema to Obama. He's anti-military from day one. You know that. All right, so nevertheless, your nomination is Alan West. I agree. I think Alan would be great for the job of leading a nationalist party. And here's a strange paradox. The liberals are saying that the Republican Party is split, that 90% of the Southern Republicans went along, voted against the fiscal deal because they're very conservative, and the rest of the Republican Party, of course, went along with the Democrat, liberal, socialist, New World Order viewpoint. That's very interesting, but I will turn it around on the libs and say the following. I would say that 90% of Southern Republicans would support Alan West, him being African-American and they being white largely, while 90% of the so-called liberal North would reject Alan West, even though he's African-American, because he is not a useful idiot. He is not a useful tool of the Marxist New World Order agenda. That's really what it comes down to. In other words, their real bias shows when it comes down to politics. And it is based somewhat on race, because I've heard them say things about people of certain races that are embarrassing the libs. Thanks for the call. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-946-9745.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Look how jammed up the board is on the show. I mean, who would think that there's so many people driving around listening, not watching faux news? Not watching Tennessee versus Florida State. Who's playing tonight? I don't even know. I'm not a sports guy. Apparently, a lot of people are watching a ball game down here in Florida. All the hotels were allegedly sold out. You know, there's another thing worth mentioning, which I'm going to cover another day when things are slower, which is meet your target. The 6-foot Burmese python was caught in the Everglades. The 6-foot Burmese python was caught in the Everglades. The hunt is designed to reduce their population. Nearly 400 people have signed up to enter the Everglades and do battle with Burmese pythons, the giant constrictors that have emerged as the latest and weirdest threat to South Florida's wildlife. So the Burmese pythons were introduced into this area. They're so ferocious they killed off the other snakes and the other predators. They're out of control. They've taken over the Everglades. And so people are now signing up for a month-long event that will feature prizes of $1,000 for catching the longest snakes and $1,500 for catching the most snakes. You don't need hunting licenses, and you can either shoot them or you can smack them on the head with a stake. Now, here's the question. Do you think of the hundreds that have signed up to hunt pythons in the Everglades, any are from New York City, and they're liberals who voted for Bloomberg? Of the hundreds who have signed up to hunt pythons in the Everglades, how many do you think are old-line American types who would be conservatives? About 100% of them. What percent of them would like to give up their weapon? 0%. What percent of Bloomberg Obama liberals would hunt pythons in the Everglades? 0%. What percent of the people who would be hunting pythons in the Glades would be on medication, psychoactive medication for depression? Probably very, very, very low percent. What percent of people who believe Bloomberg really means it when he says give up your guns and your large sodas for the betterment of mankind are on medication? About 114%. I'll take your calls on the Savage Nation. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Randy, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, how you doing tonight?
What's up?
So I got to tell you something, man. I got a ton of respect for you, man. I haven't heard you that much on the radio, but I got to tell you, you're a breath of fresh air, man. Honest to God, man.
No one's ever said that nasty thing about me because I'm not known as fresh air, but I am known as something different.
You are, man. You absolutely are, man, because you are articulating the truth, absolutely the truth. Because, you know, I listen to Mark Levin and I listen to Sean Hannity and people like that. They told me that Barack Obama is incompetent. Incompetent? I called Mark Levin one night, spoke to him about 3 years ago. He said, hey, this guy's incompetent. He don't know what he's doing. He's in over his head and stuff like that.
No, they got it all wrong. I've said before that Obama's about the smartest president we've had in about 50 years. Anyone who doesn't know that is a fool.
Barack Obama's the most dangerous person on the face of this earth.
Well, all right, we could go into that. But he is the smartest president we've had in 50 years and about the most dangerous at the same time. In fact, his intelligence makes him extra dangerous.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I know. I don't go for the idiots who say that, oh, he needs a teleprompter. I mean, look who's talking. Wallbanger. I mean, what would you expect from Wallbanger?
Okay, but, you know, think about it. Chuck Hagel. You're talking about Chuck Hagel?
Yeah, the bagel, right.
Way to find somebody worse than Chuck Hagel, okay?
Oh, no. I suspect that he's throwing Hagel up there to be rejected. Just to say the Republicans are not cooperating and they're obstructionist, and then they're going to pull out someone who looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, but Michael, you're probably right. But what I'm saying is,
You see the new cops today, don't you? The ones that waddle out of the police cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is,
when there's a real shootout going on, they run back to the car and call home and say that they had a panic attack and they need a hydration break.
Michael, what I'm trying to say is this, okay? Real quick, okay? You got to be, like, trying to tweak us, okay? You got to be trying to, like, twist that knife in their back to pick somebody like Chuck Hagel, of all people. This guy is absolutely, he does everything he can do to piss us off. You said earlier you was pissed off? You should be pissed off, because I think you see what I see.
Well, I don't think Chuck Hagel is the problem. I think Chuck Hagel is a symptom of the problem. Of those who want to undermine the greatest military in the history of the world. Obama has had a long antipathy towards the American military. He and his wife, the First Lady, have had a long antipathy towards the military. His orientation is against the military. His desire is to defang the military. His desire would be to create something along the lines of either the French or the British military, which are largely defanged. It doesn't mean there isn't still a great officer class. They do not want a strong military in this country. Hagel is just the man to do that job. That's my opinion.
You intimidate a lot, not you, but the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. And again, I've always argued against some of the...
That was Chuck Hagel back when he was not as prominent as he is today. Chuck Hagel saying the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people. Now, the far right believes that's true, and the far left believes that's true. And he's entitled to say the Jewish lobby, but you have to understand that he didn't say the Israeli lobby. He understood that there was an ethnicity attached to Israel, and he doesn't like him. That's all. He's entitled not to like him. But that's not the reason that he's not qualified to serve as defense secretary, in my estimation. He's going to make the military weaker, and he'll get away with things that someone else couldn't get away with because of his Vietnam background. In other words, people would not criticize Hagel because he's one of them. The guy has two Purple Hearts from his service in Vietnam. You can't take that away from him. But the thing is that he'll use that to further Obama's anti-military agenda in plain English. So I believe that Hagel will probably not be confirmed. There's a good chance he will not be, or he'll withdraw altogether. And then Obama will say, oh, my, I tried my best. I chose a Republican. I chose a war veteran. But this obstructionist Tea Party Republican right-wing blah, blah, blah just wouldn't go along even with that. So I'm forced to pick Rosie O'Donnell or a Rosie O'Donnell lookalike to be the defense secretary.
Savage.